Blog Talk Radio.
Up, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I was a member. But I was forced into this way of life. Hey, look, I've been dealing drugs ever since I was 12 years old. See, I didn't have the chances that you have, Miss Hawkins. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, Miss Hawkins. And I wanted to get out. But they threatened to kill my mother.
Who are you talking about, Mr. Brown? What they?
They. Look at it. Kareem Akbar. That's right, the educated brother from the bank. He's the real head of the CMB. The brains behind the whole thing. I told you, this thing is bigger than Nino Brown, and I got a list of food.
Order.
If I'm going
order
down, I'll take a whole lot of people with
order
me.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Yo, Big Smooth, what up, man?
What did it do, my nigga?
Hey, man, there's a bunch of stupid-ass niggas out here, man. They got the game fucked up, man.
Really fucked up. These niggas need to know the fucking place, man.
They don't know the game is to be sold, not to be told. What's wrong with these motherfuckers?
These motherfuckers believe in snitches. That's why they end up in ditches, fuck-ass niggas.
B-G-E-B-E-V-I. I'm gonna put it to you just like this. Let's
go. You a scary bitch. I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch. That's why your laugh gon' fall. You's a scary bitch. That's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch. My goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch. I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch. That's why your laugh gon' fall. You's a scary bitch. That's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch. My goons are coming for you.
Eclectively, respectively, I'm moving all these bricks. Effectively, I'm doing things, I'm even doing your chick. You hating on me, you trying to see me, trying to do what I do. You mad at me because your ass didn't even fit in this school. I'm educating, I'm elevating, I'm broadening up your mind. I'm drinking on your girl as if she was a fine bottle of wine. These things that I do when I'm here, busting out my slumber. I'm taking over your town each and every fucking summer. She's moving silence, boy, don't you understand? You mad at me cause you could never be this man. You scary bitch and we all know this truth. Now you're staring hard and don't know what the fuck to do. Hey.
You a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laugh don't fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laugh don't fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you.
Niggas got me laughing, the way ass be acting. See Facebook, you thuggin', but the street yo ass scrubbing. Everybody know you bitch me, I'm Suwu, you Kool-Aid. BG, been paid, pussy niggas get sprayed. Told you once, I told you twice, you playin' lottery with your life. Fuck around, kick, knock your wife, guaranteed that it's in the night. Told you once, I told you twice, you playin' lottery with your life. Fuck around, kick, knock your wife, guaranteed that it's hit the night. I try to keep it cool, and I try to keep it calm. You niggas done fucked up, you done started the alarm. So fire gon' burn, you niggas gon' be a lesson learned. Be an example of motherfucking what happened when we go to arms. Yo, I'm tryna tell you nigga, mind your manners. Fucking nigga had to let go with these double hammers. Get your whole body, yo, make your ass stagger. How you speaking your tongues, you know that country grammar.
Scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laugh gon' fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you. You's a scary bitch, I see you snitching and all. You's a scary bitch, that's why your laugh don't fall. You's a scary bitch, that's right, I'm talking to you. You a scary bitch, my goons are coming for you.
CMB. CMB. Man, we all we got. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I
am. Oh!
What's good, what's good? It's your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Crunk. This is Mad Music Mondays, where we do artist spotlights on major artists, independent artists, underground artists. We definitely spotlight a new artist each and every week. Man, tonight we got Joe Gator checking in with us tonight. We're going to do a little interview. Make sure y'all call in, 516-666-9201. check in with Joe Gator. For those of you who don't know who he is a former member of Seaside, and they had this song, MySpace Freak. Also, they had Boyfriend, Girlfriend, and Keisha Cole. So definitely, man, I'll call in and check in, 516-666-9201. Joe Gator will be in the building, but we're going to go and kick it off with Travis Scott and the Antidote.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Sunday, do it all again on Monday. Spend the check on a weekend.
Oh my God.
I might do it all again.
That's bullshit.
I just hit a three-peat. Fuck three hoes I met this week. I don't do no old hoes. My nigga, that's a no. Don't you let out that antidote. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
Go get it, go get it. My nigga, they hating, they thinking, they waiting. Don't be mistaken, we dying to stand. Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saved. Calling me crazy on different occasions. Kicking the cameraman off of my stages. Cause I don't like how he snapping my angles. I'm overboard and I'm over impatient. Over my niggas and these, cause my agents. Dealing with motion that's more complicated. Like these two bitches that might be related. H-Town, you got one. And you bun be like a number one. It's late now, you got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where
I've been building. Low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let it go.
Bankroll, okay, okay.
you know, a lot be from California, love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset, blowing Christian from the one time. You get a contact, catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat on some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style in the living room. Got a nigga with a gas at Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address, same nigga though, 101, get your ass kicked. Respect you more than the tat, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, I decided to act California.
What's good, what's good, what's good? Mad Music Mondays with your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Kronk, CEO of Deliciously Kronk Radio, Deliciously Kronk ENT artist. Each and every Monday, we have a artist spotlight on Mad Music Mondays, and we spotlight different artists that are major artists, independent artists, underground artists. We spotlight each and every artist each week. and let everybody know, you know, who they are, what they got going on. And definitely we are going to start next month a artist panel. And with this panel, we're going to have a panel of different people from different parts of the industry who are going to judge songs and let you know what you need to do, or, you know, how, if they want to link up with you and do different things with you. So definitely, you know, keep in touch with that. Make sure you send your music to shayshay.dce@gmail.com. That's shayshay.dce@gmail.com. Send your music, send your bio, send everything that we need, your whole EPK. But definitely we're going to kick into our interview. We got Joe Gator in the building. What's up, Joe Gator?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's good? What's good? It's good to have you on Mad Music Mondays.
Man, I appreciate you having me. I appreciate it to the fullest, you know. Had to, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know what I'm saying, show y'all some love, man. Y'all showing me some love, so, you know, it's all good.
That's what's up. So, you know, Joe Gator, let everybody know who is Joe Gator. For those who don't know, and, you know, you might probably have a few friends calling in and listening in, let everybody know, who is Joe Gator?
Joe Gator is artist slash songwriter slash actor, you know, just a full renaissance man when it comes to the entertainment industry, specifically the music industry. You know, I've written for numerous major artists as well as independent artists. I've worked with major acts such as Lil Wayne, T-Pain, Flo Rida, Young Jeezy, you know, Ludacris. The list goes on, man, you know. And like I said, I've worked with a lot of independent artists as well, because I like to create. I'm a creator, you know, beyond just being an artist myself. I'm a creator. I like to write for other artists. A lot of the things that I do, you know, I bring to life my music through other people as well. So it's just, you know, I'm just a creator. This is what I would call myself in the music industry.
That I like that. So where exactly are you from? Are you an ATLian? You know, are you a now ATLian because you've been here forever?
Right, yeah, I probably I've conformed to being an ATLian. I've gotten bitten by the ATL bug, so I could definitely say that, you know what I'm saying, especially considering the fact that I put a whole side on the map, which is the north side, you know what I'm saying, Cobb County, Marietta, you know, so anybody who knows anything, you know, if they're not lying, they'll tell you that I was one of the first people to bring recognition to that area when it comes to music and being recognized in the city itself. Because for quite some time, it was very much so overlooked. But I was glad that I was able to be one of the individuals to be a pioneer and bring that side to life. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, I have strong ties to the city of Chicago. That's where I was originally from, you know what I mean? But came down here, migrated down here in the South, took a hold of me, you know? So, yeah, put a whole side on. This is where we at with it.
Okay. So how long have you been in the music industry? Like, even starting from childhood on up, or did you start doing this as, you know, an adult? When did you get into the industry?
Yeah, I took a liking to it, probably what, you know, middle school era, but at the same time, as far as like professionally, things really started taking off about 2006 is when things really took a nationwide turn. That's when I had records with Jazzy Faye entitled MySpace Freak. I was in the group called Seaside, and we had that song MySpace Freak featuring Jazzy Faye, followed up by the single Boyfriend Girlfriend featuring Keisha Cole, which I also wrote as well. So yeah, I'd say about 2006 is when things got really, really major. Prior to that, around 2001, 2002 was when we were really grinding on the local level up there in Marietta and whatnot. You know, we had some anthems for the area that really, you know, got the city behind us and whatnot. So that kind of got things, the ball rolling with that. And then, like I said, fell in love with MySpace Freak and Boyfriend Girlfriend, which hit Billboard, top 40 on the Billboard chart. You know, we shot the video out there in Venice Beach, California. It was lovely. Debuted on 106 and Park. It was on MTV Jams. You know, all that good stuff. So.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so with you starting out at such a young age with being an artist, you know, what advice would you give the youth today who are looking to be in the industry or, you know, trying to still find their craft, whether it be writing, producing, or just being an artist alone?
Yeah, the advice that I would give the up-and-coming artist today is, number one, make sure that this is something that you should be doing, because this really ain't for everybody, contrary to popular belief. This really ain't for everybody. But if you do have the real passion and you really do have the love for music and it's not just a popularity contest for you, then you should continue to pursue it and go as hard as you can and don't let anybody tell you otherwise, you know. And then with that, I would recommend that you educate yourself on the business, because far too many of us, you know, youth, especially black, we get into the game, we don't know any better when it comes to the business. And, you know, you can make hit records and this, that, and the other, and then, you know, don't have anything to show for it because of your lack of knowledge. So I would recommend, you know, reading up on things. You know, the internet has everything that you need when it comes to information. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel like reading a book. But educate yourself, you know. Educate yourself on publishing, you know, royalties, you know, get registered with ASCAP or BMI so that, you know, when your songs are played, they're accounted for and you're getting, you know, you're getting paid for it properly. You know, just educate yourself. It's important. That's the most important thing I would say.
Right. Because I know it's a lot of artists, a lot of kids out there, they think it's just all about the fame and they don't understand the logistics of it. And they just think, like, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to sign a deal, I'm going to be a star. And
that's all.
But then they don't see that the back end of it with a lot of other artists. And if you pay attention to artists down the history, if you don't know the business, you can get into any type of contract and you just sign the contract because you just want to be a star.
Exactly. And it might seem like it's all fun and games and hunky-dory cool and whatnot until you hit that dry spell and then you're wondering where the money at. So, yeah, to avoid that conflict, I would recommend that today's up-and-coming artists just really educate themselves on the industry and how things work, how you get paid, how you get your money.
Cool.
You feel me? Because we all love money.
Right. So definitely, you know, we're going to jump into some of your music. We're going to start off with T-Up. Let everybody know how T-Up was inspired. And, you know, let everybody know a little bit about the song.
All right. This is currently the single. This is the single. Request this everywhere, please, anybody. The song came about, I was actually back home in Chicago. I linked up with my cousin. You know, he was like, "Yo, I got a dope singer, man." You know what I'm saying? I know with your expertise and guidance, man, I know y'all can go in there and really, really make something crazy. You know what I mean? Like, just, I'm like, of course. I ain't second guessing at all. So we went in there, man, and it was really just catching the vibe of where I was at the time. It was like, this record really, really is a vibe record that caught how I was feeling right then and there, you know, and it came out wonderful. It's featuring the homie Lucky Spearman. Like I said, he did his thing extremely well, And I think that the rest of the country is going to really, really appreciate this record quite some time. It's the launch right here. We're getting ready. This is it. Video coming soon, everything.
Okay, we're going to kick it into that tier, but make sure y'all call in with 516-666-9201. Press the number one button and check in with the homie Joe Gator.
Damn.
I can see it changing. All of these faces, they mad that I made it. Got your shawty naked. The money is my playpen. So fuck it, we about to tee up, tee up, tee up, tee up. Where's my weed? I need to re up, re up, tee up, tee up. Oh yeah.
Get the enemies close, get the wolves in the skies. That shit, you sleep. Wake a nigga up quick, cause the flow has arrived. Got the rope with dope, you can call it Ollie. In the ATL, the bitches on the Molly. In the Shy City, you be cop a body like bang bang. Niggas smack the body of a red bone, that's a skin tone. Red meat, that's what I eat. Charlie V, I mix the threesome. Love them both, they company. Yeah, all I'm into with she is so intimate. She is so intimate, we are so intimate. Blowing them kisses on top of my dizzy. You are so mad at a nigga, I'm with it. Why? Cause you cannot get like me. Hustle for this money. Yeah, I know them niggas feel like me. But the future will tell like mine. I'm capping in a higher land, take flight.
I can see it changing. All of these faces, they mad that I made it. Got some shawty naked. The money is my playpen. So fuck it, we about to tee up. Tee up.
Hey, look, turn me up in the headphones.
See up.
Yeah, right there.
See up, he at the tee up. We getting money now, cause we up. He at my team up. I got two bitches, one named Tia and one named Mia. I swear they looking like Aaliyah and Savage Street up. These niggas love you till you own, man, but I can't see ya. I love my bitch when I get home. I make sure to beat up. And fuck it till I'm on my own. I got total freedom.
You the man. I'm sitting up in it. You the man. psyched up. Round, round, 442, hyped up. White truck, Bentley truck, tinted up, rimmed up. It had cops rimmed up. Y'all niggas get trimmed up. Me and KT and Adderville, milled up, peeled up. Polo boots, I let the 44 shoot. Just like the 44 do. Dunk on you and your hoe. Switch it over to the left side, crossover. Give me some more, and some more. Spraying bones, I'ma keep dumping the clip. Pop to my man, call him land bones, land mines. Mac 10, tech 9. Y'all niggas gon' respect mine. I'ma have a whole set crying. Had to pull it like man down, ran around. Talk of the town, AK clip walking around. Busting the Glock, busting the case. Niggas trying to get busting the face. Niggas catch one in the mouth, one in the chest, one in the face. Chain is great, platinum shit. Killing this rapping shit. And I'm on activist, excellent, I'm harder than all y'all push that niggas. They're going action, bitch. Yo, I'm slow. Hey, Car ain't got no roof.
Watch out, oh, watch out. smash out, I smash out, I smash out, ayy. Spending, I'm spending on my fucking pay.
Music Mondays with your girl Shay Shay, aka Miss D Crunk. Each and every Monday we do Mad Music Mondays. It's dedicated to the independent artists, major artists, and underground artists. We definitely want to get your music out there. Make sure you hit me up, shayshay.dce@gmail.com. Make sure y'all call in 516-666-9201. Press the one button. We got Joe Gator in the building.
Yep, yep, yep. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. So, y'all, we just played that tee up, and we definitely want to get some feedback from everyone and let one know what y'all think about the song. Definitely, again, the number is 516-666-9201. Check in with Joe Gator. So, Joe Gator, you know, getting back into going over some of the stuff that we were going over with your career. You know, I know you work with a lot of different artists, but if there was any artist that you could perform with now, dead or alive, who else would that be?
me personally, and you know, people could have their views on this guy, his personal life or whatever. But I would like to work with R. Kelly. The guy is a genius when it comes to songwriting, and his concepts are just, you know, infectious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do look up to his mind musically. I just want to make sure I highlight the music part.
Music,
but yeah,
right.
I would like to work. I would like to work with him. Probably Twista. I would probably like to work with. I'll even get even real, throw a real loophole and say I want to do some records with Prince. Straight up.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different era of music. And, you know, that's good to hear that you do like all different types of music. What other music do you like to listen to? I know you said Prince, and, you know, what other people do you like? Any other genres of music?
Yeah, I mean, me being a writer, I adapt very well to different genres of music and, you know, different kinds of walks of life as far as, like, what kind of people listen to different kinds of things. Because, like I said, being a writer, I have to conform to different artists and how they present themselves. So with that, I have to have a certain appreciation for all types. So I like pop music. I even like a little bit of country music because, I mean, a lot of the stuff that they talk about is very real. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, you could take a country song and just not have the tone in it and switch it up, and it's an R&B record, like, for real. So I respect that. I'm not really into heavy metal. I think everything else I can rock with in some form or fashion.
Okay, so who would one of your country singers be that you would love to write for?
I would like to go ahead and work with Darius Rucker.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented guy. You know, he was formerly in that group Hootie and the Blowfish back in the day, and now he's a solo artist. And yeah, he's off the charts in the country music. I'll write some things for Taylor Swift. I mean, yeah, I'll do all that because, I mean, it's some nice money in those songs right there.
Right, right, right. You know, some people some artists get stuck on just what they work on, and they don't realize you really can get a whole nother crowd and a whole nother fan base just by expanding what you know.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And you know, that's me all day long. Like, I'm one of those artists that's not afraid to take quote-unquote risk. It's not really a risk for me because, you know, I think everything is my comfort zone when it comes to writing. You know, I just need to know what kind of song it's going to be and where we're marketing it towards. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to jump in the bag and make it happen. So, along with, because I have a team too, you know, it's not just me. Like, I'm good by myself, but I'm even greater with my team. So speaking on the, you know, writing tip, you know, guys like my homie Ravenous Prime out of Jersey. I mean, he's a phenomenal writer and arranger and whatnot. And, you know, when we get together, it's just, you know, it's like two superheroes and whatnot, you know. The producers that I work with, people like Marvelous J, you know, phenomenal on the beats. You know, Backpack Miller, he's another one, another producer that's great, you know. So those guys help me a lot when I'm in my creative process, and it makes it a lot easier for myself. You know, I'd be a fool to just sit here and be like, you know, I do this on my own, you know.
Right.
So I always,
but you gotta always shout out to team. Those who support you and you support them, it's always good to have a good team. Because you you can come together and you can put your ideas together and then you say, okay, hey, well, what if we switch it this way? So it's always good to have, you know, a different mindset and other minds that come together. And what a lot of people don't do these days in our communities and everywhere, they don't come together to build a team so that a whole lot more can be conquered.
No, that's real. That's real. And we need to, you know, refrain from that and do more teamwork, for real, for real. Straight
definitely,
up.
Definitely. So definitely, I'm going to check in with some
management.
Of the callers. Oh, definitely. Shout out to Facefront.
All day long. That's the management.
All right.
That's the team right there. You know what I'm saying? They making it happen. They making it happen for real.
That's what's up. So we're going to check in with a couple of callers, y'all guys, that want to check in with you. Caller in and then 2592. You are live on Mad Music Mondays with Joe Gator and Shay Shay.
What's going on, Joe? What's happening, Shay Shay, baby? It's your
What's
boy,
going
Big
on?
Red, Big Entertainment. Big
Entertainment
in the field. Hey, you know what it is, baby. We're out here working and grinding. Joe, I see you doing your thug fizzle, bro. Much respect. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate it, homie. I appreciate it to the fullest, man. Real talk.
Yeah, you make sure I get some of them units there so I can spin them on my show, man. That's really what's happening, man. I need to really get at you. I got a lot of stuff going on out here. Shay Shay know that resume is stupid, ignorant, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I really want to doggone give a few plugs, you know what I'm saying? Shay Shay, I hope you could be in the building. I think I sent you a media pass. My folks sent you a media pass for Saturday. We're doing a music and models power shoot at my club, Just Joking, the Comedy Lounge, from 2 to 7.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I encourage all the artists and models and media to be in the building out there because it's a good look. I got about 5-6 magazines coming in town. It's really going to be a good thing. It's from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. You know, you come through there, and I promise you that the networking is going to be fabulous. You know what I'm saying? And it's what we need, you know what I'm saying, out here in this industry. Again, like, you know, I'm reiterating what y'all said. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, take a bunch of fingers to make a fist, and the fist makes it blow. You want to make an impact? Let's come together and make this thing happen. Teamwork make the dream work, you know?
So, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling you, you know, and Shay, you already know. You know, if I got a dollar, you got 50 cents, baby. You know how we do it.
I know it. I know how we do it. Man, definitely shout out to Big Red. Make sure y'all check him out this Saturday again. He's going at his club, Just Joking. He's going to have a model power shoot. Definitely y'all check in and come see what he's got going on. Also, he has the Cypher going on February 5th at Lawrenceville on the north side. Gwinnett County will be turned up definitely at the Upscale Lounge. Definitely make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. That's Big Guy Biggy, Biggy underscore, I'm sorry, not underscore, REBB. So definitely make sure y'all check in with him. And so we're going to jump into some more of some Joe Gator music and definitely want to let everybody know about mixing.
Yes, yes, yes. Mixing is a very fun record for me. It's basically talking about how, you know, when I get up, when I get up and I go shopping, or I get up and I get dressed, you know, all I'm concerned is this, does this coordinate right? I'm not worried about wearing the same designer from head to toe. I'm gonna mix them. You know what I'm saying? As long as this look right on my body. I don't care if it's Louis with Gucci shoes, with Louis belt or Farrah, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? We're going to mix the designers because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Which, honestly, it costs more money to do that anyway. So it is what it is. So this is Mixing, produced by the homie Marvelous J, all Joey G. Let's get it.
Designer, Louis Red with the good shoes, got my bitch from the island. I'm mixing designer,
Music Mondays, I'm your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Crunk. We are the spotlighting Joe Gator tonight. Definitely y'all call in 516-666-9201. Holla at Joe Gator. You in the building?
Yep.
Make sure y'all, that was that mix and we just played. I like that. That shit's hot. Like, I really fucked with that.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. I appreciate that to the fullest. That's the reaction I'm looking for right there.
Yeah, I fuck with that. And then, you know, I can relate with you with that. You know what I'm saying? I like the way my swag look, no matter if it matches, if it go. I just like to just do me.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? People, you got to set your own trends by just mixing it up sometimes.
Exactly. You know, we don't got to be suited from head to toe in one name. We can mix it up, switch it up.
Definitely. You know, we're talking about switching up things. If there was anything you could do about the industry today, what would you change about the industry?
man. Yeah. I would say probably, I think a lot of certain artists that are doing it probably should, I probably would rather them not, without saying any names. But other than that, specifically, I would change the leeches that are in the industry. The people that, you know, they move down here to Atlanta specifically, you know, they, they set these now it's one thing if you're genuine and you really do want to see and help somebody succeed and you offer platforms and you really do let the artists receive things that can help their career. But it's a totally another thing when all you're doing is taking fees for them to get in this showcase that is really not going to help them at all at the end of the night. So now this particular person's pockets is looking good because they threw the event, and then the artist leaves the same way that they came, which is virtually unknown, you know, and they give no assistance for real, you know, they basically false advertise and lie, and you know that goes on a lot right now,
right,
and
right,
and it's really unfortunate, but you know, I mean, I guess you can't knock the hustle, but at the same time, to answer the question, if I was to change something about the industry, it would definitely be that, because it's a lot of these quote unquote promoters throwing these events that swear up and down they're gonna look out for the artists, and they're really not at all, and they're not going to. But you know, so yeah, up and coming artists, watch out for that.
Definitely, it is definitely something to watch out for, because what a lot of people don't know is you really have to check your history and the background of these promoters, because just like they say, everybody can't be an artist, everybody can't be a promoter either. So you have to watch it, because
right,
everybody, you know, in this industry, it becomes a hustle. So
yep,
with that hustle, right, you know, if I want to wake up and I want to be a promoter today, I'm going to be a promoter, saying let's get these artists, let's say I did who blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to have such and such people there. And then you get there, and none of those things are happening. Like you said, it's no platform for the artist. It's really just about them packing their pockets.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and it goes on 7 days a week down here. You know, so it's easy to get lost get lost in that sauce if you don't know any better. So I would advise, you know, anybody that's really taking their music seriously to really, like you said, really do a thorough background check on these individuals that claim that they have these events that can help you, you know. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good ones, too. There's a lot of good ones. And we appreciate those. We appreciate those. Like, you know what I'm saying, the one that the homie just called in talking about, that's a respectable event. And I would recommend that anybody that was listening to be there, because I know I'm gonna make sure I show up. But you know, everybody's not as generous, you know. So we gotta watch out for these snakes.
Definitely, definitely. So we're gonna check in with a couple more callers. We got caller ending in 4989. You are live on Mad Music Mondays with Shay and Joe Gator.
What up, Shay Shay? It's your boy Kato Reed, aka K Trans. What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, homie? What's good with you?
Chilling, man. What's happening? Hey, man, Joe, I fuck with you, bro. I like what I'm hearing, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that to the fullest, dog. Just trying to, you know, keep it going, man. Keep pleasing the fans, man. So it feels good to hear that you know, like what you're hearing, bro.
All love, bro. All love. What up, Shay Shay?
That's what's up, Kato Reed.
What's happening?
What's up? Look, definitely, you know, Kato is also an artist, Joe Gator. He is an R&B singer.
Yeah.
I know, you know, a lot of people have heard about him across. He's all on Old Net. He goes from the north side to the south side, the east side to the west side.
Yeah.
He's definitely all over your area. So definitely it would be good for y'all to link up and possibly
definitely
do some work, you know, both of you all right. And, you know, maybe I can get a combination and we can get a little Joe Gator, Kato Reed single,
you know,
and y'all can vibe or something.
I'm with it.
As much as I rep the north side, man, I'm south side bound, you know what I'm saying, right? Cap Creek, straight up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cap Creek, Watson Road all day.
All that. We'll do. I'll hit you up on Twitter, matter of fact.
Yeah, do that, and then we can exchange information, bro.
Bad. Shay, so you know I had to call in and support you. You've been supporting me all these years. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to see you doing your thing, and I'm going to forever support you, babe. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I appreciate it, Kato. Let everybody know your Instagram, Facebook, and all your contact information.
Everything now, I'm going to switch over to K-Trends. It's K-T-R-E-N-Z. Everything is at that, and you got me. I'm there. Music, SoundCloud, everything. I switched over. So, you know, follow me. You still can Google Kato Reed. I'm still there. You know, check out some music, and it'll lead you on to the rest of it. So, go. I'm on it right now.
That's what's up, Kato. So, definitely, I appreciate you. I love you. I always, you know, I'm there to support you in anything that you got going on, as well as you do the same for me. We're going to definitely make sure we do play that Baby I Do tonight, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. And then, Joe, I'll check you later, bro.
All right, homie. Yeah, hit me up, man.
All right,
yep.
Get it.
I bet. Yep. All right, definitely, y'all. Mad Music Mondays again. Shout out to Kato Reed for checking in with the homie, Joe Gator. So, Joe Gator, you know, we got everybody shouting out everything that they got going on. Definitely let everybody know if you got any performances and things going on in the city or any area near anybody. I know you'll be back and forth to the Chi-Town also.
Correct. Right now, what we're doing is, since we're just launching the single campaign, I'm gonna let this joint heat up real nice, and then we'll start. I'll get back to doing shows and whatnot. My last joint was with I was with Cassidy out there in Orlando, Florida. That was a crazy event. That was real dope, you know. Then I was he was up there in New York City for the Underground Music Awards. I got to make sure I highlight that as well. I ended up being nominated for Most Dynamic Solo Artist at the Underground Music Awards. And by the grace of God, I actually won the award. So that was a pretty dope experience, being in Times Square at the B.B. King Theater and receiving an accolade like that that came from my peers. I mean, you know, it was strictly on votes. You know, that's why I respected it so much, because it wasn't anything, there was nothing politics about it. You know, it was all about the people and what they feel. So I was able to win that hardware and bring it back to the crib, you dig? So right now we just heating up this single. And like I said, you know, my social media, that's Joe_Gator. That's everything from with Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, you know, just Joe Gator, you can find me. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it big. That's how people can stay in tune, see what I got coming up, see what shows I got coming up. I'm going to do a single release party probably next week. I'm just trying to narrow down where I want to do it at. I'm probably going to do a few of them. So just stay tuned to my social media. I update daily, you know, to inform the public on what's coming next.
Okay, so do you have a mixtape or an album that you're working on coming out soon?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have a current tape out right now. It's entitled The Forgotten One. And you can listen to that on thatfifth.com right now, as well as other mixtape sites. What I'm going to do is I'm going to re-release that tape with new records on there. So it's going to be the Forgotten 1.5 Reloaded Edition. You know, it's going to include the T-Up that we heard tonight. It's going to include some other exclusive joints that's not on the current one. So that's how we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? We're giving the people what they want, man. We're giving the people more than what they want.
That's what's good. We're going to check into another caller. We got caller in and then 5769, you're live on Mad Music Mondays with your girl Shay Shay and Joe Gator. 9? Okay, they found us to mute it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So definitely, they found us to mute it. We did click you in, so don't think that we did ignore you, 5769, if you call back in to the guest line, 516-666-9201 to check in. If you still want to speak to Joe Gator.
They just got stage fright. It's okay. Ain't nobody
biting.
They got
stage fright. It's all love here, y'all. You don't have to be stage fright. You know, you definitely can't be stage fright on the Crunk Radio, because you never know what goes on with us, definitely. And I want to also let everybody know each and every Friday we got the Freaky Fridays with myself and Delicious Nicole at 9 p.m. That's where we do our, you know, Joe, we got the strip club joint. I actually tuned into that show last week,
and yes, yeah, it's interesting topics of discussion on that particular show. You know what I'm talking about? But it's all good.
Yeah.
I rock with it.
Yeah, you know, we definitely have to, you know, keep it. You know, the thing about Freaky Fridays, and let me explain it to some of the people who don't know, the thing about Freaky Fridays came about because, you know, we're Esquire DJs, and a lot of people started spending, wanting to hear strip club joints, and they joints that you take, you know, your bedroom and things like that. So we came up with the Freaky Friday idea. It was actually Freaky Friday Smoke Session Confessions was the original title of the show. And so, you know, we had everybody calling in, giving their freaky facts and, you know, kind of keeping the bedroom spicy and things like that when you're in a relationship. We do also always ask you to practice safe sex, especially artists. You know, a lot of people want to get out there and think the industry is about sex, sex, sex. If you're going to do it, please wrap it up.
Oh, please. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. BET need to bring
you know,
that campaign back.
Yes, definitely. The Wrap It Up campaign.
Yeah,
it's serious, and a lot of people don't understand it. Like, a lot of people, you know, especially with how you see the industry switching up amongst everybody else, and then, you know, the youth take to it, and everybody in the community takes to these things, and then they don't realize the outcomes of the things that you do. So you have to make sure you protect yourself at all times, because there are some things out there that you cannot just wipe off tomorrow morning.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed.
This is true.
So, you know, we definitely, you know, again, y'all make sure y'all call in 516-666-9201. We still got Joe Gator in the building. So definitely, Joe Gator, we're going to jump into a few more things. You know, I want to get some facts that people don't know about you. So definitely, I want you to give people five things they don't know about Joe Gator that would, you know, be like, dang, I didn't even know he do those type of things.
Right. Yeah. Do those. You want the answer now? Or?
No, definitely. Yeah, we want the answer now.
Oh, okay, now, like right now. Nah, I'm just playing. I guess, you know, I'm just, without getting too crazy, one of the things that people probably don't know about me is me being an artist is not just a musical artist. I'm actually a pretty... Well, no, nah, I'm a very advanced artist with, as far as like drawing and painting, and like I'm a fool when it comes to that, you know, canvas, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, you know, JJ Good Times, you know what I'm saying? I can draw the whole family. You did. A lot of people don't know that about.
That, you know what, that is an interesting fact, because, you know, a lot of people don't, I wouldn't expect it. I'm gonna be honest. I wouldn't expect that, you know, because you do look at the, sometimes you look at the outer core. So I look at somebody
right.
that's like hard and you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then you do something outside of the norm, like doing art. And that
right.
takes like a lot of concentration, a lot of focus. It's a, really a lot of talent.
Oh,
to
yeah.
do things
oh, yeah.
like
Most
that.
Definitely. Yes, I agree. And you know, I'm trying to stay as G-rated as possible, so
right,
that was
right,
the best
right.
thing for me to say.
Yeah. No, definitely, it's always cool, you know, anything that goes on out here. So definitely, you know, when you define success and where you want to be and where you are now, you know, how would you define this your success?
My success, honestly, I would say so far so good, yet there's a lot of work to be done. It's just like talking to a player after winning a playoff game, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they're happy, they're content, but I mean, they're happy, but they're not content, you know, because there's still more work to be done. We're trying to win the championship, you know. So winning the series is okay, and right now I've won a lot of series, but it's time to win. It's time to win the whole ship. Feel me? So that's what I'm on. I feel like I can get a whole lot more number one singles up under my belt. You know, as far as like writing for, starring in. So a lot more to achieve, a lot more accolades to grab, to represent for myself and the team. So it's a lot of work to be done, and I'm always up for the challenge.
Right.
And I'm ready, you know. Ready for whatever, right. Ready for the world, like the group.
Right. Definitely, you've actually had a lot of success, you know. And, you know, some people, I wouldn't say that you're downplaying it because you want to see yourself do better. But with everything going on in the industry now, do you think you have to work harder because you have had, you know, been on the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard Pop 100. So do you think you have to work a little bit harder now to make that success come to where, okay, yeah, I want to be number one? Like, what do you think you have to do as an artist and as a writer to be number one?
Me personally, I just have to stay doing what I've always done when it comes to the creative process. That really has never been the issue. What has to be done is what's being done now, is have a good support system, a great team. Because I'm going to just keep it real. For quite some time, you know, I may have all the talent in the world, but there was not a proper team in place, you know.
Right.
A lot of people say that they're on your team, but really they slick jealous or they want to be the artist too. Like, they, you know, you get into the situation, they say, oh, man, it's all about you, fam. We're going to do this. And then next thing you know, oh, man, what's up, yo? Let me get on the joint. Like, hold on, bro. Ain't your job supposed to be this? You know, so it's a lot of envious people, a lot of jealousy that I've come in contact with, you know. And I think finally, I actually have a great support system, a great core team of individuals that know their role and not trying to step on anybody's toes or anything. Which is causing this whole situation to move like a well-oiled machine, as opposed to niggas running all over each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think as long as I can continue to be with this team, things will be very prosperous looking in the near future.
All right, and I'm looking forward to seeing what more you got to come. You know, I'm excited to see all the different things to see you doing in the industry, and I definitely want to see you succeed with that country.
Want the same things.
And you got to strive for that. People don't understand, like, making goals is something that's really much needed, because if you don't have goals, you don't know where you're trying to be.
You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going.
Right.
You don't know how to.
You know, some people just say, "I'm living for today. I'm living for today. I'm not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow." But you have to be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah! I would hope so. True. Real.
You know, in this day and age, a lot of people. Right. Everybody, like, you know, I'm living for today. I can't worry about tomorrow. But you actually really do, and that's in anything you do. That's in, if you're in music, medical field, anything you strive to do, in order to be successful, you have to create goals.
Indeed, I agree, because that's how you can gauge your success. You know, you can judge yourself, you know what I'm saying, based upon your goals and the time frame that you set upon it, and see the progress that you've made or lack thereof. And if it's more of a lack thereof, then you can rearrange your thought process and go back to the drawing board and try again. But it's always good to set that bar for yourself. I agree. Straight
okay,
up.
So definitely,
the bar
y'all,
I set for myself is super high. I got it way in the sky.
Right. Right, and you have to have it like that. But definitely, y'all, we're going to go ahead and kick into a little bit more music. We still have Joe Gator in the building. Call in 516-669-201. And, you know, definitely I want to shout out Tato Reese. So we're going to kick it into his single, Baby I Do.
Take me there. my body just submit and he commenced to kiss me everywhere. Grabbing on my ass, he don't know what that shit do to me. He picked me up and put me on the floor. He think he Hercules. Baby got a mouthpiece and he know he got that vibe. Licking, kissing on my thighs, then he beat it from behind. Oh, he got a thing for a woman that can handle him. So he lay back on my pillow, hit the blunt while mama straddled him. I don't want a rookie boy, I want me a real nigga. To ride him like a fool all day, later chill with him. He get on my nerves, I'm the only one can deal with him. Shout it down the ride, you know I'm gon' keep it chill with him. Love, I can't help when I'm with you, I just want your touch. Think I'm crazy, baby, I just can't get enough. Know I'm coming soon as my nigga hit me up. A smile of boo, but you know it's nothing but love. Yeah, it's nothing but love. Yeah, think I'm addicted to love. Yeah, it's nothing but love. A smile of boo, but you know it's nothing.
Was in love, I was in lust, I was just a nigga she would hit up. Sometimes she called, I wouldn't pick up, but now I'm on Molly and I wanna fuck. When we first met, it was different for her. Say her little friend wasn't feeling her up. Tried it with me, made her throw the dick up. Yelling, I'm coming, I got her worked up. Now she all in my ear saying something about love. Got a body doing shit that it never really done. With no commitment, still willing to slut. I think I'm addicted to this bitch like a drug.
I don't want a rookie boy, I want me a real nigga. Ride him like a fool all day, later chill with him. He get on my nerves, I'm the only one can deal with him. Shout it down the ride, you know I'm gon' keep it chill with him. Love, I can't help when I'm with you, I just want your touch. Think I'm crazy, baby, I just can't get enough. Know I'm coming soon as my nigga hit me up. A smile of boo, but you know it's nothing but love. Yeah, it's nothing but love.
Mad Music Mondays with your girl Shay Shay, aka Miss B Crunk. We had Joe Gator in the building. He's still in the building, definitely. We got one more song we're gonna kick for you tonight. But before we get ready to get out of here, Joe Gator, let everybody know how they can contact you, where you're gonna be at, you know, how they can get you in their city.
Oh yeah. Most definitely, man. First of all, for any bookings, you want to book me for a show, anybody need a feature, you know what I mean, and, you know, it's going to cost you, but, yeah, we work with you, you feel me, but you got to hit up facefrontmusic@gmail.com, you dig, facefrontmusic@gmail.com, you know, hit my management up, the homie Dago will take care of everything, that's how we rocking. You know what I'm saying? Got to follow protocol. Social media, you can hit me up, Joe_Gator. That's Joe_Gator. That's for the Twitter and the Instagram. Facebook, just search me. You'll find me. It's only one of me. You'll see me. That's how they can get in contact with me. And just stay tuned, man. Just stay tuned. Make sure y'all request that tee up on all formats as you come across, and be looking out for that video coming very soon. That's another thing too. I'm gonna keep y'all updated on the video shoot and whatnot. We're gonna have a crazy casting call for that, and anybody who knows how I do videos and how my videos are, know that this is gonna be very, very epic. This ain't no backyard rinky dink type stuff here, man. We do it upper echelon style to the maximum. You feel me? So make sure y'all are in tune for that. And like I said, just hit me up, man. Just stay tuned. I'm on the campaign trail. You know, pushing a record is like running for president, man. So, you know, right now I'm running around, I'm shaking hands, I'm networking, you know, I'm doing whatever's necessary to bring awareness to what we got going on. Also, I'll be in the streets too, man. Shout out to the Street Groomers. The Street Groomers, the community organization that goes around helping the community. You know, we help the homeless, you know what I'm saying? We go around, we deal with the help out the kids, you know what I'm saying, in the inner cities and whatnot. So I'll also be doing a lot of that as well, and I will keep you guys posted on those events also. Because Joe got a lot of kids.
That's what's good, Joe. Definitely let me know about that project you're working on. Definitely listen to Crunk and Boss Up Committee. We'll come out and support that event. Before we get out of here, I want to definitely say shout out to all the fans. Shout out to Joe Gator for checking in with us today. Shout out to Kato Reed, Big Guy Entertainment. Make sure y'all check in Freaky Fridays this Friday at 9 p.m. with me and your girl, Delicious Nicole. Before we take it out of here, we're going to end it with that OK Cool by Joe Gator featuring Bricks.
Another band, to see her do that fucking dance. She fucking mad.